Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. Yes, I got it right. I was afraid I was going to say Monday because being off all day yesterday felt like such a weekend. But I hope you had a wonderful Christmas, as I did too. And we're going to continue the theme today. You know, there's a very good program available in this area every holiday weekend, or holiday week in this case. It's called Do the Ride Thing. And a lot of very, very responsible and important local companies are behind it. We're going to talk to a few of the people involved with that. We'll be talking to Freddie Lombardo and Lee Nielsen and Dwight D'Evelyn about Do the Ride Thing. That'll be coming up in just a moment. After the news break at the bottom of the hour with Link, we will talk with our friend Kristen Kearns from the Yavapai Humane Society. So a fun and informative show coming your way today. Keep in mind, if you are in a movie mood, boy, are there a lot of movies playing right now at the Harkins Theater. Normally, they have breakout films on Thursday night, kind of a sneak preview for the weekend. But right now, they had the new film Vice open up Monday, as well as Watson and Holmes, the Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly movie. They've got new films opening now a couple times a week, so kind of hard to keep track of them. There's so many. Of course, keep in mind, a lot of films will be rushing the theaters at the end of December because they want to be qualified for the Oscars, and you want to stay fresh in the Oscar voters' minds because those Oscar ballots go out in early January. So a lot of selections, some really good movies in the theaters right now and coming up next week too. So stay tuned, because just around the corner, we've got Leave and Freddie and Dwight ready to come on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live, you know where, in the words of the immortal Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQ&A.com. Don't go away.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
If you've waited all year to buy a new vehicle, stop what you're doing and head straight to Lamb Nissan's year-end event. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. The 2019s are here, so we're taking thousands off our remaining 2018s. Drive one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the Nissan Rogue, for only $19,777. That's over $6,500 off MSRP. Or the Rogue Sport for only $18,988. Save nearly $9,000 off MSRP on a 2018 Murano SV all-wheel drive, only $28,988. Or nearly $8,200 off MSRP on a 2018 Nissan Maxima, only $26,948. Think you can only afford a used car? Think again. How about a brand new Nissan Versa for only $10,888, and it comes with a full warranty, only at Lamb Nissan's year-end event. Visit lambnissan.com for all of our great specials, and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Provide value. That is what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:06. Always great to have friends in the house. That is certainly the case right now. We have the Sheriff's Office spokesman, Dwight D. Evelyn. We have Freddie Lombardo and Lee Nielsen. They are here from Hensley Beverage because of a wonderful program, Do the Ride Thing. Now, to just get this out of the way, as I always do with Dwight, because Dwight D. Evelyn is not only a drummer in the band Road One South, but because he is also the public information officer for the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office. That makes you a full-time drum beater, doesn't it, Dwight?
You got it. I work a beat in both professions.
There you go. And
excellent,
you
it, DJ.
And,
thank you.
Yeah, and you do it well. Good to have you guys in. Leave and Freddie, you're here, of course, on behalf of Hensley. Tell us what the Do the Ride Thing, for those who haven't heard about it, is all about.
Okay. This program's been going on since I've been with Hensley in my 21 years, and it started, I think, even earlier than that, 5 years before I came on. It's a program we put on every year called Do the Right Thing. It starts 5 p.m. Christmas Eve, mm-hmm. runs through 6 a.m. New Year's Day, and it's to get you a safe ride home for free. And if you go to an establishment and let's say you've had a couple of drinks and you think you don't want to drive, we want you to do the right thing. You talk to your server, they will call up first class taxi, and they will drive you home for free. It's not to another bar on Whiskey Row.
Yeah.
It's home.
It's home.
And on New Year's Eve. Well, it's New Year's Eve.
It's New Year's Eve.
Do you want to wait the 2 hours, or do you want to shell out $8,000 for a DUI if you've had maybe three drinks and
or
you think
worse.
You're okay? You know what I mean?
And the whole thing's about keeping the streets safe, right?
Yes, exactly.
Levo, tell us about the Hensley's involvement in this. How long have you been now? You've been doing this for how long with Hensley? Freddie just mentioned how many years Hensley's been doing it. So tell me what your role is and Do the Right Thing.
Well, my role is to, you know, help put this together with the radio station, the taxi cab company, mm-hmm. and design the flyers and send out. Hopefully, we can get this on media and just basically designing it, and then we put a dollar amount for it, and then along with the other sponsors, Bucky's, Yavapai, and Finley Toyota also. Mm-hmm. So all together, we come together as a big group and try and put this great program together.
And Dwight, police officers, whether in the county sheriff's office or in the local departments or the state patrol, they have to work holidays too.
They sure do.
And it's no fun for them to work the holidays, but they also have to be out there because people do tend to imbibe sometimes a little bit too much for holiday weekends, and these guys still have to keep the streets safe, right?
Exactly. And we hope the in mass encourages people to do the right thing. Think twice about getting behind the wheel mm-hmm. of a vehicle. A lot of folks get very brave after a few drinks and think, you know, I live four blocks from here. I think I can make it home. Mm-hmm. Bad choice. Bad choice. Take advantage of this program, and we really appreciate the fact that they're doing this.
You know, for those who are going to get pulled over for one reason or another, because there is a lot of coverage on the roads during the holidays, tell us from your experience with officers, what should and what shouldn't a motorist do if they're pulled over?
Well, what they should do is pull as soon as it is safe out of the main roadway mm-hmm. and wait for the officer approach. We have a lot of drivers who, for whatever reason, decide they need to get out of the car and make some type of statement right away. That's probably not what you want to do.
Yeah.
And that's really just an officer safety concern.
Yeah.
The officers want you to stay behind a wheel, contained in the vehicle, hands where you can see them, and then just simply communicate with the officer based on the questions he asks. Mm-hmm. Again, what you don't want to do is drive drive for 2 or 3 miles until you decide, I guess I better stop, because that's going to cause additional excitement for the officer and probably some backup that's going to show up and treat you maybe a little bit differently because they don't know what you're up to. And as we've seen across the country, the shootings of police officers, in fact, there was just one in Northern California. An officer was shot and killed in a traffic stop, I believe yesterday. So officers are very aware of this, and frankly, more so the case with drunk drivers, because their attitude, they could be aggravated. There's a lot of factors in this. So at the very least, if you can be cooperative, pull over, stay in your car, you'll be off to a good start.
Dwight, you must have seen a little thought bubble over my head when you talk about the guy who gets out of his car. I got pulled over a few years ago. It had been 20-something years since I'd been pulled over, and I don't watch cops on TV.
Okay.
I didn't know the protocol, right?
Right.
So trying to be helpful, being a good guy, I jumped out of the car, reached my back pocket for my wallet, and guess what?
Whoa.
I never saw a gun come out so fast in my life.
Yeah.
And, you know, once the officer realized I was no threat, he very calmly explained to me, sir, you put me on high notice when you did that. If you ever get pulled over again, please don't do that.
Exactly.
And he told me exactly what you just told our listeners. So
Yeah, these are split-second decisions, as everyone knows, and you've seen these in the videos. It can happen in a moment's notice. And officers want to go home at night to their families.
Exactly.
So they're out there protecting us from drunk drivers, and we need to just keep that in mind.
Sure. Freddie?
A couple of things I want to say. I want to compliment you, Sanford, and Arizona's Hometown Radio. Sanford's out there looking at me. This is a beautiful studio you got in here, man. I like this.
Yeah.
Classy.
Yeah, it is nice.
He's springing a little bit, Sanford.
Anyway. The drum beat going on here.
But you know.
Go ahead, Freddie.
I want to turn this over to Lieve real quick because she told me about 3-4 weeks ago. I said, what are you doing this afternoon? She goes, oh, I got a great gig this afternoon. What are you doing? I'm going to go to Prescott PD and we're going to have drinks. I'm like, what?
Whoa.
Well, what they do is.
I'm training for NARDA, which is, help me out, Dwight.
Northern Arizona. Academy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what they do is you go in and they check you out, make sure you're sober, and then you start drinking beer or wine or whatever it is that they have behind the counter there. And so I chose Bud Light. We actually donate a few cases to this every year. Mm-hmm. And it was an incredible result. After 3 beers, okay, 3 Bud Lights, I blew, let's see, where am I here, a .135.
That's so you see, that's just 3 beers.
That's
so
3 beers.
You know, you're going to think, oh, it's only 3 beers. But you know what? You could get pulled over, and it's going to cost you $8,000, even though you feel like you're completely fine. But this is proof in the pudding right here.
And even aside from the financial cost, you may cause a very nasty accident.
Correct.
And ruin people's lives, including your own.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So I just found it super interesting, because at that point, I didn't feel like I was drunk.
No.
Not at all. And, you know, but they do all the whole thing, standing on the one leg, and you got to do the eye thing. I'll tell you what, I couldn't stand on that one leg on my own, even sober. But after a few beers, I was really bad.
Yeah. And Freddie, having myself, I spent 16 years in the dining business, and it was my job to cut people off if they had too much. But you mentioned before, Lieve just mentioned how a police officer has to run all these field tests to make sure you're sober. A server can't see that a lot of the time.
Exactly.
And that's why it's important with this do the ride thing. You don't make the call, your server or your bartender does, right?
Right, exactly. You want them to make the call.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, the cops, when they ask somebody, have you been drinking? Well, I just had a few. Everybody had two. That's the old line.
That's right.
That's when they say, get out of the car.
Yeah, indeed. Dwight?
Well, now we have a breath test essentially on site and pretty much get a determination of where you're at. Mm-hmm. So our officers do a very comprehensive check. And if you're impaired and under the influence, you will be arrested.
Mm-hmm. Sanford said something a few days ago that took me back quite a few years. He mentioned a name from the past that you folks might remember. Remember Foster Brooks?
Oh, sure do.
Comedian? His whole shtick was about being the funny drunk. That's back when being drunk in public was funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's not funny anymore, is it?
No, not at all.
Dean Martin.
Yeah, that's another one.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not showing my age, am I?
No, you are.
You know, been supporting this effort so many years is because literally the law enforcement community has told us that if it wasn't for these kind of sponsored ride homes, it makes their job a lot more difficult. And so we're all over it as far as people getting home safely. We're not against the idea of people celebrating the new year, but certainly, you know, keeping your perspective. And if you fail to do that, let us get you home. That is really that's really the key.
And Freddie and Lee, let me ask you this. Around Halloween, we see dentists who have candy buyback programs. And I'm thinking, like, wait a minute, you're a dentist. Candy is good for your business, but they buy it back. Likewise, why would a brewery company or an alcoholic beverage distributor try and recommend a drunken driver, you know, or a designated driver go along with you or provide a ride home?
Well, you know what? This is also part of our CSR program. It's a reach out for the community to make sure that even if you're enjoying one of our beverages, please,
do it responsibly.
Always be responsible.
Exactly.
Get a designated driver. Get the cab. It's free. Okay. Oh, you know what? I've had a couple. I'm going to take my car home.
Yeah, and I had a hamburger and I had some steak and I'm fine. My stomach's full.
Yeah.
You know, there's all these different things that people talk about.
Those are famous last words.
Famous last words.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
But you know what? Put those keys away. Call a cab.
There you go. We're going to talk more about Do the Right Thing in just a moment with Dwight and Lee and Freddie and Sanford on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Prescott Living Magazine, the voice of the community. The holiday issue is here. Pick up your copy today and find out about the area's special holiday events. The issue also includes the annual wealth management special section with recommendations from Prescott's financial and legal experts. To find out more, like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Prescott Living Magazine or visit prescottlivingmag.com. It's about local. Come see what Prescott Living is all about. Prescott Living Magazine.
Win $119,000 this New Year's Eve at Cliff Castle Casino. Don't miss Wheel Spins every half hour from 4 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. for $1,900 cash. And just after midnight, someone will spin the wheel for a chance to win $119,000 cash. Celebrate New Year's Eve with free live music by Grupo Latino in the Gathering Event Center and the Mike Reeves Band in the Dragonfly Nightclub. Doors open at 8 p.m. for both shows. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Men Love Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
A greeting for the new year from the staff and management of KQNA.
I'm Sanford Cohen.
I'm Gregory Scott.
I'm Cindy Oxford.
I'm DJ Fone.
I'm Diane Tucker.
I'm Bill Monroe.
I'm Susan Oppenheim.
I'm Chuck Roberts.
I'm Michelle Dubay.
I'm Russ Edwards.
I'm Terry Cohen.
And I'm Ken Byers, wishing a safe, happy, and prosperous new year to your family from ours, the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
For some kids, childhood means basketball games and family picnics. But for others, it means abuse, neglect, and a life of hurt. You can do something about it. Local court-appointed special advocates, CASA volunteers, stand up for these children and change their lives. Find out how you can change a life of hurt into one of hope. Training starts soon. Call 928-771-3165 or visit CASAofYavapaiCounty.org. A child needs you.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fone.
And we are back live at 221 with Dwight and Lee and Freddie. Dwight, of course, from Yavapai County Sheriff's Office. Lee Nielsen and Freddie Lombardo from Hensley Beverage. That's how we like them. By the way, Freddie, because I already mentioned Dwight banging the drums, we got two drummers in the same room.
Yep.
Tell us about some of your recent musical activities.
Well, you know, I play my last band that I'm with, and I'm still with now, is the Tone Kings, three-piece rock and sort of like funk and soul. Mm-hmm. And we're taking a couple of months off during the winter, and then we'll be back rocking Prescott.
Mm-hmm. And I meant to ask you, too, because when people hear Hensley Beverage, okay, I wonder if they realize just how many different brands and different kinds of beverages you guys carry. Just to go down the domestic list here, I've got everything from Anchor Brewing, Blue Point, Boulevard Brewing Company, of course, all the Budweiser brands, in addition to Coronado Brewing Company, Four Peaks Brewing, and that's just the first one third of the alphabet. And then you've got imports out the wazoo here. You got everything from a Bass Brewery to a DuPont to Estrella Jalisco, whose big sign I see at Dodger Stadium all the time.
Yes, during the World Series.
Yeah, exactly. That was good coverage, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beverages. We carry wines. We carry a lot of non-alcoholic beverages.
Yeah.
I see
some
a lot
spirits
of
now.
Spirits now. Roger Klein tequilas. The Bang energy drinks are pretty hot. And
that's our number one seller.
That's our number one seller.
Really, is it?
Yeah.
I think it beats out Budweiser at this point.
Oh, my goodness. Years ago. Years ago, in fact, it was in the late 80s. I was living in Southwest Missouri, and the local distributor down there was carrying, remember Zeltzer Seltzer?
That
yes.
I don't remember.
How about Dewey Stevens wine coolers?
That I remember.
This is going back 30 years, so heaven only knows.
Boone's Farm.
Yeah, those are a lot of names in the past. And, you know, of course, the markets are always changing. So let me ask you this, both Leave and Freddie.
Yes.
Tell us the impact in the last 20 years, microbrews have just exploded.
Well,
and, of course, Hensley's involved with quite a few of them.
We
How
have such a big portfolio. You know, all the young kids, the millennials, they drink microbrews.
Sure.
That's what they like. Double IPAs, triple IPAs, and that's their, you know, their taste portfolio that they're looking for. And we have so many different types. I mean, just to name a few, Prescott Brewing Company, Mud Shark, Four Peaks, on and on.
No, Lumberyard Brewing up in
Lumberyard. And all of these companies have like 10 different items.
Mm-hmm.
Oak Creek Brewing. And, you know, like I tell people when they ask me, well, what do you have? I says, we got a lot of bullets for the gun. Whatever you want, we got.
Indeed.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, indeed.
We already have a way
with so many different microbrews, you can fit almost any taste profile, can't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes. Whatever you like. If you like a real light beer or you like a real heavy stout, we got you covered.
Yeah. Good. You know, I had one taste of Guinness Stout one time. And let's just say that my lifetime of drinking light lagers was completely shot down by that. So that, yeah, if you're used to light lagers and you've never tried a stout, you're in for an overwhelming experience, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, to put it lightly, yeah, indeed. Dwight, we've been covering news here, of course, for many, many years. And lately, and also on the front pages of the Prescott Daily Courier, they've had a very powerful series, which you guys know inside and out, because there has been an influx of very dangerous chemicals mixing with today's youth. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, there has. Well, the big ticket item, so to speak, is fentanyl right now, which is a very, very deadly opioid. And we've got our Partners Against Narcotics Trafficking doing great work trying to keep these dealers from distributing these pills in our community. Have made several arrests. But during these stops, we have found that some of these dealers are actually using the product as they drive up I-17 and enter our beautiful community. Very, very dangerous. So besides the alcohol that we're talking about, we want to remind folks, we have deputies out there. They're called DREs, drug recognition experts, and they can detect if you're under the influence of a narcotic or a drug. So if the breath test does not show a reading, for example, but there's obvious impairment in your driving, our DREs are going to come out and do another investigation, and we'll determine very quickly if you're impaired. A lot of times there's substance in the car that is associated with the impairment, so it's kind of a, you know, one and one is two, but that's just another aspect for folks to think about.
With this kind of extremely powerful drug, which is so deadly, it's what, how many times more powerful than heroin or something?
Very tragic, and it didn't need to happen.
Yeah, indeed. On a much, much lighter and happier note, we do know, of course, New Year's Eve is coming up. There's going to be the big boot drop, I believe, at 10 o'clock and midnight on Whiskey Row. And tell me, give me an idea, Freddie, how busy are the bars that you service going to be for this week and New Year's Eve?
Well,
is it the biggest night of the year?
No, 4th of July is, but this is pretty big. This is pretty big.
Fourth of July was so big.
4th of July week is busy because the weather's usually beautiful.
And people
and everybody's up from Phoenix.
I don't know how
many people you get up from Phoenix.
Well, when it's 130 degrees, yeah, they're going to come up here.
But,
Where DUI arrests, especially in the last couple of years, have occurred over the 4th of July.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a much bigger weekend.
It's a bigger weekend. It's the whole week. People come up from the Valley. They come down from Flagstaff. Whereas New Year's Eve, it's a lot more local people.
Yeah.
Some people will come up. But, I mean, if you look on Facebook the next day, you'll see Whiskey Row is going to be packed, especially what's the weather? Is the weather supposed to be nice?
Cold.
New Year's Eve? Well, everybody could deal with.
You know what, though? With this weekend, it's going to be a little bit warmer Sunday, so maybe now Monday is what, New Year's Eve, I think?
Monday. Yeah, Monday.
Yeah, we should be okay with that.
I remember like 4 years ago, we had a gig at the Birdcage with my old band Agent Audio, and it was snowing and it was icy.
And they had the street in front of the Elks Theater, the big hill.
Yep,
they had
that's always
street
closed.
Shut down
yeah, I remember
because
that.
Of the ice.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a bad combination. Icy streets and over-imbibing, isn't it? Oh, goodness gracious. So anyway, with all of these different Hensley beverage products that we have on the market, what do you think is the next big thing that people are going to hear about?
Well, the craft beer is still going strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you keep seeing sometimes on Yahoo, well, it's going to reach its peak, but I don't believe so. It's still going on.
Mm-hmm. And you've also got a new agreement coming up with something called America Bourbon.
Well, I'm glad you saw that because I didn't even see that yet.
See, that's how secret it is. They only told me about it.
Wow.
But, you know, speaking of bourbon, you guys have a special line of Budweiser that's aged in Jim Beam barrels, right?
Budweiser Copper Lager.
How's that going over?
It's going pretty good. It's mostly the older people that are going for that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, we sell a lot of it in VFWs, American Legions, and some bars.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, I'm so glad you guys are here today, even though I'm extremely disappointed there were no free samples. But
wait a minute. My van is outside.
This day's not over yet.
Watch, I'm going to get pulled over on the way back.
I didn't bring my ID either.
So. Okay. Well, now we've got a long relationship here for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah. So, Freddie and Leif, tell us one more time how people can take advantage of Do the Ride Thing and for how long?
Well, you can take advantage of the Do the Ride Thing. You can ask your server to call First Class Taxi. And their number is 772-3000.
Make sure your server does the call, though, right?
Correct. And this is a ride from the establishment to your house.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go from Sedona and come downtown and go back home, you know.
And what happens to your car while you're there?
Well, hopefully you didn't bring it. But if you did...
Oh, okay. Someone dropped you off or something. Okay.
Yeah.
And actually, Leif said Sedona, but this service, as it says on the sheet, it's for the Quad City areas only. Mm-hmm. Prescott Valley, Dewey Humboldt, Chino Valley.
Thank you.
You can't go to Baghdad. No, you can't go to Crown King.
Yeah. Anyway, again, we thank the sponsors who make it possible. Of course, Hensley Beverage, First Class Taxi, Bucky's Casino, Yavapai Casino, Finley Toyota, Budweiser, and, of course, Arizona's hometown radio group. Dwight D'Evelyn, Leif Nielsen, and Freddie Lombardo, thank you so much
for joining us
today on Q&A. You guys have a wonderful and safe New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Thank you, DJ.
Thank you.
Always a blast to have you guys on. Stay tuned because we're going to be talking furry things, four-legged friends coming up with Kristen Kearns from the Yavapai Humane Society. That's coming up after the news and weather with Link on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM. In Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.com.
Hi, James Roush here at Bualka Bulk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Bualka Bulk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Bualka Bulk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender. Hi folks, this is Danny Sampson at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley. We just received our first load of super light Gulfstream travel trailers. At only 2,300 pounds, they're towable by most six-cylinder SUVs. They're nicely equipped, including air conditioning, awning, and microwave. The best part is they're only $148 per month. That's right, only $148 per month OAC. Come check them out at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley on Highway 69 in Truewood.
Price based on 2,500 down, 144 months at 5.99 APR, OAC, see dealer for detail.
Hello, this is Mark Goligoski, principal at Mile High Middle School. I feel fortunate to have been raised in Prescott, where I have also raised my family. School is my business, and supporting our public schools is everyone's business. We are always grateful when you pay your taxes, you choose to donate to PUSD and keep your tax dollars local. Your donations of up to $200 as an individual and $400 as a couple will fund all our extracurricular activities. Please go online to PrescottSchools.com and continue to invest in the future of Prescott. PUSD, where every child, every day matters.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Graduates of Yavapai College's nursing program are entering the workforce. Earlier this month, 39 future nurses from across Yavapai County participated in a traditional pinning ceremony. Officials say graduates thanked family members, scholarship donors, their professors, and each other, as one by one they accepted a pin from a loved one on the stage of the College Performing Arts Center. Departing Verde Valley nursing professor Sandy Johnson, who was the keynote speaker, recounted some of her fondest memories and significant technological changes during her 15-year career. The pinning ceremony also featured a traditional lamp lighting ceremony and reading of the Florence Nightingale Pledge, which has a last line involving loyalty to work and devotion toward the welfare of those committed to nurses' care. Yavapai College has announced a start date for its new president.
Lisa Ryan was selected by the college district board as current president, Penny Will's replacement earlier this month. Ryan currently serves as the provost and CEO of the Chesapeake campus of Tidewater Community College in Virginia. Ryan's start date will be February 1st. Wills finishes up as president at the end of the year after 7 years in that position. On November 29th, Prescott Mayor Greg Mangarelli proclaimed that day Penny Wills Day to honor her commitment to the college. Board members have announced Wills will stay on as interim president through next month. Ryan has stated she wants to hit the ground running by getting out to all the communities in Yavapai County to expand partnerships and grow student enrollment. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Snow showers are possible for the rest of the work week. Expect an overnight low of 24 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 41 tomorrow and a high of 36 on Friday. 29 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Thursday of 48 and a high on Friday of 43. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
This just in. Breaking news. The clowns in Phoenix have actually got it right. No collusion confusion here. Your year-end donation to Yavapai Exceptional Industries now is a tax credit. $400 singly, $800 filing jointly. An Arizona state tax credit for your year-end gift to Yavapai Exceptional Industries. www.yeiworks.com. Donate Now button. Yavapai Exceptional Industries, 45 years in the Central Highlands of Arizona, supporting your neighbors with disabilities in the community and the economy. That's good news. 445-0991. Schedule the tour. It'll make your day. And that's good news every day. YEIWorks.com. Donate now. 445-0991. And that's good news every day.
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. Brought to you by Wallach & Volk Mortgage, Prescott True Value, Frontier Village, Country Bank, The Prescott Resort, Bucky's, Minyavapai Casino, Prescott Dental Center, A&E Repro Graphics, Barrett Propane, and the Yavapai County Contractors Association. The Cardinals visit the Seattle Seahawks Sunday afternoon at 1 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And we are back live at 2:38. You know, it's always fun to talk about certain topics. I'll give you an idea. If you ever watched the TV show the Inside the Actor's Studio, the host, James Lipton, likes to go through these blue cards and ask certain provocative questions. One of them always is, give me one word that always makes you smile. Well, in my case, it's puppy. And we have the perfect person here to talk about things like that. We have Kirsten Kearns here from the Yavapai Humane Society because, you know, this time of year is always a great time to look at your family situation, maybe think about starting the new year with a new pet. And I understand, Kirsten, that the Humane Society out on just off of Sundog Ranch Road, right, that you guys have a newly remodeled lobby, correct?
Yes, we are just finishing up the remodel of the lobby, which we're hoping to have a grand opening on January 10th at 10 a.m., so keep an eye on our Facebook page. We have a few construction things that we need to just wrap up, so you never know if that may, you know, hinder the timeline or not. But it really is a nice upgraded lobby, really nice for our guests that are coming in to adopt or look for animals. But in addition to that, we've done some work on the kennels. We've actually are testing a theory about soundproofing one of our dog kennels. And we had someone come out and actually do a test, and the level when the dogs all start barking is like if an airplane was literally right by your ear.
Ouch.
So it's really loud in there, which is uncomfortable for the dogs. It's uncomfortable for those coming to look and adopt. It's uncomfortable for us workers that are trying to take care of the dogs. And so we put some soundproofing in. We partnered with Embry-Riddle and another company out of Phoenix. And one of the kennels, the decibels actually went down by like 15 decibels.
Really?
And it's just by adding some panels on there that absorb the sound versus it bouncing off the walls. Because we found, you know, a dog barks and then the other dog barks. And now they think they're talking to each other. So they just keep going and going and going. And it's just never stopping. So it really does make a difference with some of the upgrades that we've done, which is really great to provide a little bit more enjoyable atmosphere for the animals.
Now you know why we have carpet and foam rubber on the walls.
Exactly.
It absorbs sound.
Yes.
And it makes a big difference. You know, I had to start smiling when you mentioned that because many, many years ago, I worked at a brand new YMCA in my hometown. Brand new. I was working the customer service desk. And this place was made with a very, very high ceiling, a very narrow entranceway, and all very hard materials. And a funny thing would happen. Families would come in the door to use the Y, and the little kids, and it was always the little kids, would recognize how their voice carried.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, did they suddenly get loud just to see how well it would carry. So yeah, those materials do make a difference.
Yeah, I think some of the dogs do that too. They're like, ooh.
Hey, I really sound fierce
Ooh,
now.
That's right. Yeah, I'm a big boy.
Yeah. You know, we just went through bringing in a brand new pet to our home to join our others. And this is an older pet. We got him, her. She is 12 or 13 years old. Now, tell me about some of the challenges, but some of the benefits of adopting from the Humane Society a pet who's probably getting on in years a little bit.
Well, the first thing that everybody worries about and thinks about is, oh, they're going to die soon. And, you know, you could have that experience. If it's an ill dog, you know, we try not to adopt them out. If they're really sick or anything like that, we try mm-hmm. to take care of them and get them healthy. But with older dogs, you know, they're kind of set in their ways. They're a little mm-hmm. bit calmer. They've learned a little bit more manners, so they know to go outside to go potty. They're not mm-hmm. bouncing off the walls. You know, and they're not chewing on everything. You know, when you take a dog home, the first 48 to 72 hours, you could experience those things because it's a new environment. Mm-hmm. They don't know your schedules and your systems and where the door is, and they're scared and new smells, so they might go potty in the house.
Sure.
But if you give them patience and, you know, work with them, then you'll see that older dogs have a lot to offer. They're going to mm-hmm. be some of your best cuddle bugs when we're binge watching Netflix on the couch and they want to just be up there with you. And to know that, you know, you're giving the last few months or few years of a senior dog mm-hmm. some of the most joyable, comfortable, warm times of their lives can be really rewarding.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, I want you to tell us about what to do about New Year's Eve, because there will be some sounds in the air around midnight New Year's Eve, and some dogs don't react real well to that, do they?
A lot of them don't, yes. We usually January 1st and 2nd, we see a lot of lost dogs that come into the lost and found.
It's like the 4th of July in some ways, too,
4th of
right?
July, absolutely. You know, dogs, they don't understand what that loud noise is. It's scary. It's very concerning to them. So always make sure that especially if you're not going to be home, that they're locked in an interior room, mm-hmm. a room that doesn't have windows that they can try to break through, or a door. An interior bathroom would probably be the best. Put a radio in there with some other music, mm-hmm. some soothing sound music, almost like you're going to the spa. Mm-hmm. That helps. And then if you've got blankets and, you know, carpet, or in a room that has carpet that can help absorb some of those sounds and keep them out, that would be the best. But leading up to that night, make sure your dog is microchipped.
That's the biggest.
That's the biggest thing. Almost every vet and the Humane Society and a lot of other animal shelters have the capability of scanning for a microchip. So that's going to be your number one way to almost guarantee that your animal is going to get home to you, is making sure that they're microchipped. Mm-hmm. And just knowing that if your dog gets spooked easy, planning in advance, like I said, having them in the interior room, having music on, or if you're going to be home, even if you're home, put a leash on them during that time. So that way, if they get freaked out and they start running, you don't have to chase after them. You can just hold on to that leash and keep them a little bit more secure.
We've been using, I think it's called a thunder vest.
That seems
to help too.
So the thunder vests do help. It's like providing a warm hug around mm-hmm. them, makes them feel secure. But if you don't have a thunder vest or can't afford it, an ACE bandage wrapped around in the same way can accomplish some of the same calming feelings. If you've got, you know, you always have to be careful with essential oils, but, you know, a lavender essential oil going off mm-hmm. can kind of calm them as well. So just in toys that keep them busy, puzzle toys, something like that to keep them distracted. All of those things can help ensure that your dogs and cats don't have a stressful New Year's Eve. And if they get out, I can't say it enough, microchip, microchip, microchip. It is really not that expensive, and mm-hmm. it makes the difference between your pet getting home or not.
I mentioned at the start of the show different movies that are playing right now at the Harkins, and I'm sure the Yavapai Humane Society and all dog lovers have to hold their breath whenever a new movie comes out featuring an adorable dog, because everybody wants that breed, don't they?
They do. They do. The second it comes out, it's like, oh, like the Taco Bell Chihuahua dog. Chihuahuas went crazy. Everybody was breeding them, and now they're not popular anymore. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the new A Dog's Way Home, so we have a lot mm-hmm. coming in for Bella's breed, who is the star of A Dog's Way Home. And the best way to see if we have any of those is to check our website at yavapaihumane.org and see which dogs are available for adoption, and we update that as soon as they come in and are available, that's updated.
Do you get people going online and saying, if you get this particular breed come in, I want to see it?
We do. We do. And we try to keep a list of those, but sometimes things get crazy, so sure. The best way is always just to check to check the website. And again, if your dog gets lost on New Year's Eve, we have a lost and found page that as soon as we process them, their picture goes up on that lost and found page.
Another good reason for the microchipping, because a collar can come off, an ID can come off, or if someone takes the dog and doesn't want to make any effort to return it, all they got to do is take that ID off.
Absolutely.
And all of a sudden,
no
the
record.
ID is useless. Yeah, indeed. Take me through what kinds of questions someone who's never had a dog or a cat who comes to the Humane Society wants to adopt. What kinds of questions are they asking?
So they're asking, what to expect. And it's like, well, what do you mean what to expect? It's a dog. It's going to give you companionship. It's going to be active. We definitely go through and ask a lot of detailed questions. What kind of dog are you looking for? Do you have an active lifestyle? Are you home a lot? Do you have an apartment versus a house with a yard? Because our adoption counselors are really great at really trying to get to know people. And if, they're busy and you're just walking around and you see a dog that you like, before we adopt that dog to you, we're really going to get to know you and tell you about possibly some of the concerns or things that you may not want to deal with this particular dog or cat. If you're gone all the time and it's a very active Australian Shepherd, they're going to get bored really quickly, and they're probably going to do some damage to your house because they want to be around people. They need to be active. Their brains need to be used. And so if you're going to be gone a lot with them, we encourage to have those toys and those puzzles and things like that. But it really is making sure that we find the right dog that just really fits the right lifestyle and for someone.
And to use that with the movie tie-in also, several years ago, the live-action movie 101 Dalmatians came out, and a lot of apartment dwellers found out that's not a good fit for an apartment, is it?
No. Dalmatians are very active. There's a reason that they're the firehouse dog. Mm-hmm. They like to be just as active as those firefighters, and they want to be out herding and out running and really just having that active lifestyle. So they're going to look for an owner that likes to go out and hike, likes to go to the square and do things, likes to run around, go swimming, things like that. And so sometimes we have breed dogs that we know that the community is not going to be able to fit. And so we have partnerships with other humane societies throughout the state and throughout close states. And if it's a dog that we know we've got 100 pit bulls and they're not moving, let's switch them out with another Humane Society to make sure that they get those homes.
With the previous guest we had today from Hensley Beverage in Anheuser-Busch, if you've ever seen a Budweiser TV commercial, you've seen the red Budweiser wagon being pulled by the Clydesdales, and there's always a Dalmatian on top of the wagon. And if you go to St. Louis and you tour the brewery, one of the side lights of the brewery, they take into the stables, and there's probably 12 Dalmatians and probably, or I'm sorry, 12 Clydesdales and probably 6 Dalmatians. So you can get your horse and dog loving out of the way in one stop. Hey, give us some advice. We've got about 2 minutes left.
Okay.
So tell me about some responsible things any intelligent dog owner will do for his or her pet during the cold winter.
So during the cold winter, dogs have fur, they can tolerate a little bit more. Some dogs are really bred for winter. You've got your Australian Shepherds and your Huskies. But when you've got your breeds like your Chihuahuas and your Lhasa Apso's, they're smaller dogs, their coats are not made for winter. So really one of the important things, especially as our temperatures start to drop and we look at snow, is keeping them inside at night. When, if you're cold, odds are they're cold. I have a pretty big dog, and we're not really sure what he is, but I can tell when it drops below 50, he's outside going to the bathroom and starting to shake a little bit. So I have a sweater for them that kind of helps insulate and keep them warm. If they have to be outdoors, if you can have heated water bottles out there for the night, have blankets for them.
If you're thirsty, ice doesn't do you any good.
No, ice does not do good. So you want to make sure it's melting the water that they can drink. It's also they can lay on it and keep them warm. Mm-hmm. If those are things when they have to be outside and you can't bring them in for whatever reason. But really, we really encourage to bring them in during the cold winter times.
And when people are going to the Boulder Shopping Center to do some Walmart shopping or at Big Lots, they can also go right across the street and get some pretty good bargains, can't they?
Absolutely. Yes, they can, because right across the street is our thrift store, which all the proceeds go to benefit the animals. And we have usually a lot of animal supply sweaters. I got a really cute little sweater for a little chihuahua I was fostering over Thanksgiving, and it was just adorable. And blankets and all those kinds of things that you might need for yourself or for your furry friend to keep them warm.
Yeah, I could never foster a pet because I couldn't let it go.
I'm struggling a little bit with that.
So tell us quickly how people can contact the Yavapai Humane Society.
So our website is yavapaihumane.org. Our phone number is 928-445-2666.
That is Kristen Kearns from the Yavapai Humane Society. Thanks for joining us on Q&A. We will see you on the third Thursday, most likely in January.
Sounds good.
Stay tuned, because I got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests coming up on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit davidasnydercpa.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2 liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros save big on bulk purchases of supplies and materials they use most, like 30% off select in-stock fiberglass insulation. While you're at it, you can also get up to 15% off select in-stock drywall, drywall accessories, and backer board when you buy in bulk. And our dedicated pro team is here to help you get it all loaded up and get you back on the job. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Minimum purchase required. Selection varies by location. U.S. only.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back just for a minute here before we close out for Ben Shapiro at 3 o'clock. Hey, if you haven't gone ice skating yet at the Prescott Valley Event Center, you still have about a week and a half to do so. That ice skating program runs through January 7th at the Prescott Valley Event Center. They have different times for each day. Go on the webpage at PrescottValleyEventCenter.com for those ice skating times and for open hockey. If you need a job or you know somebody who's 18 to 24 years old and wants the blueprint for success, it starts with the Yavapai County Contractors Association with a three-week job readiness boot camp running Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, and that all starts on, January 7th. And throughout the program, you'll learn the basics of popular construction trades, classes on professional professional development and life skills. You'll also receive CPR and first aid certificate training. This is preparing you for employment right away in Yavapai County's growing construction industry. Then upon conclusion of the three-week job readiness boot camp, and you'll conclude on January 25th, you'll receive a certificate of completion. You'll have the opportunity to meet employers that are hiring right now and will need you, because this trade overview includes construction, tree climbing, welding, plumbing, landscaping, roofing, HVAC, electrical, blueprint reading, and land development. For more information, go to YCCA.org or call 778-0040. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3 o'clock, then Talk of the Town Prescott. And join me back here Thursday at 2 with my guests, financial gurus Ron and Barbara Stevenson and executive chef Robert Barr. That is Q&A Thursday at 2, and I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.